Well, as we open up this week's inbox, I get to introduce you or reintroduce you to George Stenke, one of our counselors here. Hey, George.
Hello, Lisa.
Great to have you on the program. All right. Well, we've got a question about calling here that we need you to answer. Our listener says, for as long as I can remember, I've dreamed of living in the South. I love the people, the history, and the food. At the same time, I've felt God possibly calling me to be a missionary overseas. I want to live overseas, but I'd be afraid to leave the comfort of the USA. Am I selfish for wanting to live in the South instead of being a missionary overseas? I need some advice because I feel like God is being silent. I think there are some of us that would consider the South the mission field, George, so I'm going to interject that here. But clearly, this listener sees it as the promised land, so let's help kind of give some clarity to the situation.
I think of the words of Jesus when he said, pick up your cross and follow me. Mm. Whether we live in the South or whether we live overseas, serving Christ will also demand a price. Mm. And if God is indeed calling him to missionary service, then he has to count the cost because he doesn't want to go overseas only to determine the price is too high and then quit.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I would say, too, I mean, the whole, and not that, you know, this is a short question, so it's not like I'm judging all his motives, but saying I want to live overseas. Okay, well, that's not necessarily the motivation for missions either. You know, it sounds like it's more an issue of trusting God and recognizing, you know, what is God calling you to? So what would you say as he is trying to discern next steps, where should he go with that? I mean, is it, you know, is he just saying, oh, I must be really selfish because I want to stay in the U.S., but if God's really calling him, what should he explore?
Well, there's, in the book of Proverbs, it says that there's safety in a multitude of counsel. So if I were talking to him and I would ask, who have you talked to? Have you sat down with your pastor? Have you considered the educational requirements that you may need? What about the financial support? I mean, if I'm going to serve in ministry, whether stateside or overseas, there are so many components besides just feeling comfortable. Again, if he has to raise his own support, that's an involved process, typically a two-year process for most church organizations. Some organizations will want to do a psych eval to determine, you may feel that you're called, you may have raised all the money, but are you really emotionally a good fit for the kinds of rigors you'll have to stand up under? So there's so much here. And so is he asking the right questions even to determine, is this indeed a direction that God is calling me, and am I prepared to pay that price again?
Yeah, and that's a good point. And yeah, it's almost like saying, you know, move in a direction and wait for God to open or shut doors, you know, because I would say, yeah, you could apply to several. I mean, that might be a good step. Apply to several mission boards. You may get rejected by all of them. And there's your answer. You know, I mean, just do the next thing in front of you. I like Elizabeth Elliot's words in that
that
sense.
But
well, good points, George. Thank you so much for weighing in on that. Okay, folks, well, there you have it. It's so tough. I mean, it's not a black and white issue of absolutely you need to do this. It's something where you do need to seek some counsel, take into consideration your own motivations, and then move forward boldly, trusting God to help direct you. So that is it for this week's show, folks. We do want to hear from you. And actually, we would love for you, if you have not yet hopped over to iTunes and reviewed the show, we would love for you to do that. Just look up The Boundless Show on iTunes, leave a review. That helps other people find the show, which is a great help to us as well. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.